The Christian System by Alexander Campbell. Chapter 4. The Son of God. The holy progeny, or thing which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This is my Son, the Beloved. Hear him. No person has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven, or whose abode is in heaven. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, has declared him. Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, or substantially. He is the first and the last. All things were created by him and for him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So speak the divine oracles of the supreme deity and excellency of the author and perfecter of the Christian system. By him and for him all things were created and made. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. But he became flesh. Who? He who existed before the universe, whose mysterious, sublime, and glorious designation was the Word of God. Before the Christian system, before the relation of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit began to be, his rank in the divine nature was that of the Word of God. Wonderful name! Intimate and dear relation. The relation between a word and the idea which it represents is the nearest of all relations in the universe. For the idea is in the word, and the word is in the idea. The idea is indivisible, inaudible, unintelligible, but in and by the word. An idea cannot be without an image or a word to represent it. And therefore God was never without his word, nor was his word without him. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. For a word is the idea expressed, and thus the Word that was made flesh became the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, insomuch that he who has seen the Son has seen the Father also. While then the phrase Son of God denotes a temporal relation, the phrase the Word of God denotes an eternal, unoriginated relation. There was a Word of God from eternity, but the Son of God began to be in the days of Augustus Caesar. Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee. He was, by his resurrection from the dead, declared to be the Son of God, with a power and evidence extraordinary and divine. The Word incarnate, or indwelling in human flesh, is the person called our Lord and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. And while in the system of grace the Father is the one God in all the supremacy of his glory, Jesus Christ is the one Lord in all the divine fullness of sovereign, supreme, and universal authority. The Lord of Shem, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God and the Lord of Christians. For the child that has been born to us, and the son that has been given according to another prophet, came from eternity. His goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Such is the evangelical history of the author of the Christian system as to his antecedent nature and relation in the deity or Godhead. He became a true and proper Son of Man. A body hast thou prepared me, but the me was before the body. It dwelt forever in the bosom of the Father. I came forth from God, said the incarnate Word. Great beyond expression and without controversy, great is the mystery, the secret of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. He that has seen me has seen the Father also. The Son of Man was and is the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. Adored be his name. The one God in the person of the Father has commanded all men to worship and honor the one Lord as they would honor him that sent him. For now, in glorifying the Son, we glorify the Father that sent him and that dwells in him. Know ye not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Thus spake our Lord Jesus Christ.